A little lower, lower. Right here, right over my wheat field. Perfect.
You sure?
Yeah, hold steady while I aim.
Aim? Is that a rocket launcher?
Yep, guy at the surplus said it'll kill all the weeds.
You just blew up my truck!
Oh, sorry about that.
There's a simpler way to protect your spring wheat. Use Perfect Match Herbicide for the broadest spectrum of broadleaf weed and grass control in a single product. Learn more at simpleweedcontrol.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. North Dakota Corn Council Studio on Friday. Well, everybody in somewhat good spirits, it is a Friday. Wednesday this week, it was in Washington, D.C. that the House Ag Subcommittee had a hearing on the status of farm credit in America. One of those testifying before the committee, just to give the folks in Congress a little bit of a handle on what the economic situation is out on the farm, the CEO of Ag Country Farm Credit Services testified. Mark Knisley told members of Congress this.
Ag Country Farm Credit Services is a financial services cooperative providing financing, crop insurance, related services to more than 18,000 ranchers, farmers, agribusinesses, and rural homeowners across northeastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, and central Wisconsin. We currently provide $7.6 billion in loans through our 37 branch office locations and have nearly 600 employees across the three states. The impact of trade disputes, disastrous weather, and low commodity prices are being felt by farmers everywhere. Many producers are struggling to even make a small profit, and many others are unprofitable at current commodity price levels. Net farm income, although projected to be up in 2019, remain far too dependent on direct government payments. And with the amount of crop that we still have in the field up in the northern plains, that projection is far from a done deal at this point. We greatly appreciate the committee's efforts to pass a strong farm bill, including improvements to the federal crop insurance program. Crop insurance is underpinning the farm economy today. That is especially true this year as farmers had difficult times planting, faced very challenging growing conditions, and have unprecedented harvest issues this fall. Similarly, we'd like to thank you for your help in enacting disaster assistance earlier this year. Disaster payments are helping many farmers in areas hit by hurricanes, fires, flooding, snow, and other natural disasters. Farm balance sheets that were strong in 2013 are far weaker today. Most worrisome, after six difficult years, working capital has declined sharply. Working capital is the cushion against tough times for producers. Many farm producers today, that cushion no longer exists, and increasing debt and decreasing cash flow is not a sustainable model in rural America for farmers. Producers across the board have seen their share of challenges, but perhaps none more than dairy producers. Since the beginning of 2017, Wisconsin has lost nearly 1,700 dairy operations. In Minnesota, one in 10 dairies went out of business in 2018 alone. As we speak, Ag Country is working with a third-generation family dairy in Minnesota. We're doing everything within our power to help out, but if markets continue to struggle, two families on this farm will lose their livelihood, an older generation will see their retirement nest egg disappear, and 20 part-time employees will have to look for employment elsewhere. This is the reality facing farmers today. Farmers are becoming more financially stressed, and farm credit loan portfolios are beginning to show it. Fortunately, three important factors are combining to give farmers and ranchers a chance to survive this downturn: low interest rates, stable land values, and a non-farm economy that continues to provide job opportunities outside the farm gate. Farmers are proving to be highly skilled at cutting costs and taking advantage of narrow marketing windows to keep their operations going. Extending the life of their equipment, managing input costs, cutting family living expenses are all helping farmers continue despite low commodity prices. This expert management by farmers only goes so far, however, and soon many farmers will need to see better price levels to survive. Farm credit is leaning in to support farmers and ranchers. Since the beginning of the downturn in 2014, farm credit has increased its real estate and farm production lending by more than $36 billion. We are working with our farm and ranch operations and customers to provide the time and space they need to stabilize their operation and adapt to the reality of an extended downturn in the commodity prices. Our loan officers proactively reach out to customers on their farms to work through options that provide the best possible outcomes. The continuing low commodity price environment is impacting young, beginning, and small farmers as well. Young and beginning operators especially are likely to have much lower equity levels and be more vulnerable to market volatility and the swings and cycles in agriculture. Like the producers we serve, Farm Credit builds financial strength in anticipation of challenging economic cycles by being proactive. We have been fulfilling our mission for more than 100 years and have deep experience in the economic cycles of agriculture. The bottom line is that farmers and ranchers across our three states and the country are struggling, regardless of the commodity, experience level, or size of the farm operation.
Again, that is Mark Knisley, Chairman, CEO of Ag Country Farm Credit Services, testified yesterday before a House Ag Subcommittee on the farm credit situation in America.